we have been talking about that there has been a lot of technology investments, and there has been staggering returns in terms of investments, a huge investment in terms of 180 billion in the technology, in terms of services. Can you imagine? So, see, a lot of people, a lot of organizations just implemented some technology, they used some technology without realizing that what could be their return on technology. And they thought that there will be huge returns, but believe me, it means when I really observe, say, an institution itself, I'll give you a simple example. Like, I walk into an institute, say, 10 years back, and I see that there are 10 people in the office, and they are using the brick and mortar or the register mechanism of noting down the data and student admission process. Now, today, I see that, okay, they have used technology, but I see the same 10 people there. Probably business has not grown tenfold, or not that business has grown substantially, but there has been an investment from the technology point of view. Now, how this technology has really helped? See, it would have eased their operations. It would have simplified the processes. Probably archiving the data could be a little more easy, or retrieving the data could be a little more easier. But are we doing, or are we using technology only for the purpose of making things simpler for the employee, or are we thinking that we are using technology for making things or making businesses more profitable? So that I'll leave the answer to you, that how do you wish to use technology. But one has to actually think that how that technology is going to really help the organization in making things more productive, right? So operations are and technology are many a times decoupled. So somebody who is actually making the decision of using the technology may not be too much into operations, or may not focuses on the operations. So there is a need for technology and operations to be together. Overall, day-to-day operations become outdated. Today, no, like when you talk about banking operations, we talk about routine, courier, teaching, office, they are becoming outdated over a period of time. And an external perspective, matching operations to increasingly sophisticated marketplace needs is lacking. So an external perspective is important. You cannot have the same perspective what you had earlier. No, there is a need for an outsider's perspective to understand how this operations, which is the need for today's sophisticated marketplace. What is the kind of operations which are required? Can we say that old operations which were there, can they continue to be in the marketplace? I think there is a question mark. The implementation of technology generally superimposes systems on inefficient and outdated day-to-day operations. So, sometimes what happens that you bring in technology, but your operations are still outdated, and you have superimposed your technology onto that old outdated operations, and that doesn't serve the purpose. Service industry systems tend to be excessively complex. I have shared with you in my slide number 2 or 3 that services systems are very, very complex. There is a lot of there is a need for a lot of coordination in the service industry, because a lot of service industries are people-driven industry. When you are talking about people-driven industry and you want to use technology, the complexity even increases. Companies are over-dependent upon automation. Some of the companies are over-dependent on automation. They feel that if they automize things, probably they can take care of the customer. I'll just give you a very simple example here of using of technology in the service industry. Probably you go to an ATM machine and you want to withdraw some money. You have withdrawn some money and you have, say, withdrawn little more money, say 15,000 or 20,000. By error of the machine, that probably a note, 100 rupee note or 500 rupee note, which you have received, could be less. Now, how this customer can be handled? So there is a need for, there is an operation here, there is a process here. We can say that most of the processes or most of my systems can be error free. We are seeing that we only anticipate, and we see that today we have used technology, but we are also reading every day in the newspapers that somebody's debit card has been debited by 15,000 or 70,000 or 80,000 because some process error, somebody made some copying or cloning of the debit card and has used in one of the ATMs, or the ATM machine was glued by somebody. And so all these operations or all these thought processes, what can happen, because when you do away with people, machines or automations are yet to be so intelligent as to identify the human in total. I'm not saying they will not identify through fingerprints or through eye contacts or capturing eyesights and all that. I'm not denying all that. But what I'm trying to tell you is, human is a human and technology is a technology. So one has to understand the operation, the sensitivity of an operation, the sensitivity towards human, and then also using technology to ensure that finally it is being used by a human. See, when you say using automation in a manufacturing industry, I think the scenario is totally different, that a robot is assembling a car, and that is fine because cars are not sensitive. But like, if customer is under pain and you are using a robotic to operate that pain area. Now, if you are not using anesthesia or and all that, then you can imagine that this operation can have some severe pain to the customer. Now, doctors, if they understand that customer is going to undergo pain, probably they can take care of the customer by talking to him or by doing something which is so relevant for him. And if this robot doesn't understand, example, this is only an example, then probably the severity of the pain could be anything, and robots will not even understand what is customer undergoing. So when I mean that operations, I'm not talking about any medical operations, but I'm talking about operations at any level, processes at any level, that sensitivity of the process, sensitivity of that operations, and coupling the technology with that operation is very important. Thinking about automation in a fresh way. So superimposition of automation onto existing system is one way of looking at it, but can we have a better way of looking at it, a fresher way of looking at it? Major changes are resisted. So a lot of times when you talk about changes, there is a lot of resistance. Managements tend to replicate current procedures. So instead of innovating, instead of understanding that if you change some platforms, there is going to be some more effects and you cannot just copy down your existing procedures. So there is a need for fresh view, external view rather. Sometimes the ready-made softwares are just customized here or there too. I don't know why do they do that, and why do you want to have an automation when there is no need for an automation, or why do you want to not fully customize and then take something which is ready-made and then tidbit customization, which not really helps. Okay, making things difficult to achieve the optimal payoff. Now, when you do all that, one can be 100% sure that you are not going to get your returns the way you wanted. One of the examples could be a mutual fund house invested roughly $20 million to automate its operation. They invested $20 million to automate their operations, but the 15% expected productivity improvement, which they thought upon which the system was justified, never materialized. So they were expecting that at least there will be 15% productivity improvement. So if that has not happened, what has happened? The cost of operation has gone up. So when you do all that, you are trying to do something, but if that doesn't happen, there will be some repercussion, or there will be some after effect of that investment into technology, and that can actually scale up the cost of operation. Tying operations to business first. I think this is where that why we are discussing the chapter is, there is a need to tie up the operations with the technology. First of all, there is a need to have successful or meaningful operation strategy in place, and then make that strategy work or implement using technology to be competitive in the market. need is for a combination of operational drivers and technological capacities or capabilities tempered by real world constraints. You cannot have artificial constraint, you cannot have opinionated constraints. They need to be realistic constraints from the market, and there has to be enough of operational drivers and technological capability. And if these three things are in place, probably there is a likely possibility of you being having a leading edge in the market. Technology should be fully integrated into operations. One has to ensure that the technology is fully integrated into operations. Here I'll give you one simple example from one of the leading online marketplaces, that what is the agenda of using a technology and how operation is getting linked or not linked. So this is an example from an online retail wherein I have bought something, I must personally have bought something, and I have experienced this. So to ensure that customer doesn't have to work on too many things, the online platform request customer to share his number, mobile number, so that that online company can or retailer can call the customer immediately. So customer has to just type in his mobile number, and it is expected that you will receive a call in say less than 1 minute. So you type your mobile number, and the moment you have completed your typing of mobile number, you immediately receive a phone call. Less than 30 seconds. The time duration is given is roughly 1 minute, but it actually happens in less than 30 minutes. Now, you have used technology to ensure that customer receives a call. Now, since this is an automated process, it has taken care of calling the customer, because customer's telephone or mobile is also free during that time. Great. So, customer's mobile is free and customer receives a phone call. Now, customer has received a phone call and all welcome and all that has happened, but the actual operators, telephone operators who are supposed to interact with the customers, are all busy. So what is the use of technology? What is the use of calling the customer 30 seconds? They are all busy, and there is a message that, dear customer, your call is important to us and you have to be in the queue because all our operators are busy. So finally, customer is still hanging on and customer is not connected to the system because all the operators are busy. So, do you feel that you have used technology to the fullest? Have you used the technology coupling the operations in process, or there is a decoupling? So now these issues are always, means they are there, and somebody has to take care of that. That okay, you are genuinely making a customer feel that, customer, they see we have taken care of you by calling you back, but you have not called him keeping in mind that there is an operator also free, so that the actual operation of making the customer feel comfortable has actually put the customer into a difficult situation. And this is where we say that connect the technology with operations, creating a successful operation. So you have to actually ensure that you are creating a successful operation, and you are not just putting in technology in place, because you are not using the domain of customer psychology here. You are not using the domain of what can happen or what cannot happen. So I think if you think that way, probably you have better opportunity. What I mean is, don't put Ferrari in a place which is full of constraint. Ferrari is supposed to be a vehicle which runs with speed, and if you put it in a traffic jam, you can imagine what is the thought process of the driver at that moment. So no point in using technology in a place where it is not coupled with the technology. Means if you are using a sports car, let the roads be free. Managing to minimize complexity. So a lot of implementation has been happening using technology, and they are there to use or minimize complexity. So, but one has to keep in mind that when you are bringing in technology, probably you are also bringing in a lot of expenses along with the technology in terms of implementation expenses. Though probably bringing in technology could be doing some jobs getting eliminated, but there is also a threat of security breaches. So when you do this minimization of technology, but you have to ensure that technology may eat some of the jobs, but it will still keep the platform open for security breaches. So we all know that computer works faster than human and it makes less mistake. Knowing this, that your work is going to be faster and your mistakes are going to be lesser, any businessman would like to have computers doing the work rather than human beings. But when this approach is taken to an extreme complexity arises, which in turn leads to a higher initial investments, requirements, as well as increased support and maintenance cost. Because the moment you are talking about a computer who is going to be doing a job of a human, and you are also thinking that they should not make errors, means you have already invited some cost of maintaining, managing the system for 24/7. A balance point view between labor intensive operations and automation must be determined before making a decision of this kind. That what is the right technology, what is the kind of right labor, and if we can merge them together with the right labor and right technology, probably you optimize the overall decision making. At what point automation and technology can be more effective and more efficient can be a question mark. See, at what point, what is that right point that I use technology, especially in the services domain? I'm not talking about manufacturing domain. I've seen myself that when you talk about automation in manufacturing, probably it does some of the jobs which humans find it extremely difficult. When you talk about consistency in painting, when you talk about consistency in finishing jobs, probably what automation can do, probably humans cannot do. So I'm with the technology, but I'm saying that especially in the services domain, one has to be extremely careful, because there are after effects of too much of technology being used and one has to be extremely careful there, that because the receiver can be server, can be a human being. Security breaches, of course, everybody knows that in spite of so many firewalls, so many security systems, so many cameras being used, we still keep on hearing that we have used a lot of technology to safeguard processes, but I don't think the crime rate in terms of security breaches with technology has reduced. We don't see too much of reduction there. We only hope that there will be a lot of reduction. There are a lot of expenses in terms of cost of implementation, hardware cost, the software cost, the licenses cost, the training cost, the expert consultant cost. If you have to use some good technology, you may hire some external consultant, and then maintenance cost. So there are a lot of other costs involved in the technology. And it is also said that if you need to create a standby for everything, because if it is a hardware server and if your server is not working, means your entire system gets standstill. Or if your things are not maintained properly, you can have again problem. So what we are talking about is, it is not that you bring in technology and it comes free. No, there are a lot of costs which are involved in implementation of technology in services operation. One has to take care of all this. I'm not saying don't do it or only do it, but one has to understand that at what point one has to get into technology, at what time in the point in the business you need to get into automation, all that. Job elimination is another constraint or another effect which is seen as a part of technology. So it saves a great deal of time. Technology can save a great deal of time. Technology has created convenience. Technology has given peace of mind. Technology has reduced a lot of pain in the system. Means I don't remember last I visited a railway station for booking my reservation ticket. I don't remember I visiting any of the airline windows for my tickets, because everything is online and just click a few buttons and press few keywords, keyboards, buttons on the keyboards, and you get your tickets, and that is fantastic. So, but when you talk about some of the pain areas, some of the jobs which are routine, mundane jobs could get eliminated because of the technology. Paperwork is reduced. So, some of the paperwork filing jobs and all that is drastically reduced. You don't have to hire some people in the system to just get your papers in place and all that. Financial transactions are automated. So, a lot of financial transactions, like earlier, a bank used to enter some of the make some of the entries in the register. Then it were the same entries used to be replicated by somebody else in the back office, and you just have more people to do back office jobs, which I don't think now you have. I think bank is only front end, back end is only servers and all that, and somebody managing those servers. Automated telephone answering machine is another area where you remove some of the mundane jobs. I don't know whether this automated telephone machine is taking care of all the uncertainties, but a lot of companies are doing. May sometimes keep even the customers away, but the only hitch is that when you use too many things, this automated telephone or automated systems, sometimes they may keep the customers also away. So one has to realize that, okay, are you removing this job, but are you also moving the customer away sometimes? Question mark. We have been talking about security breach. I think you are aware of that our information systems are vulnerable to security breaches, especially information through net. So we know that there are a lot of hackers and all that who can actually get your passwords. There are hackers who are actually getting into a lot of websites and changing the contents of the websites. We have seen, or we literally read every alternate day in the newspaper, that somebody's credit card is being swapped or all that, and probably some money getting debited from their account. So these are some of the issues with the technology which we are not to. So when you are using the technology, be careful. That is the message. So conclusions is that holistic approach to leverage technology is important. You use the technology in the most positive way. So technology is a boon. Online things and sophisticated things, service improvements. In a big way, technology applications have improved the services domain, especially when you say pizza delivery at home or online shopping and online ticketing and mobile applications and apps and all that is technology, technology and technology. The error rates have reduced drastically, and some of the fantastic things in terms of archiving the information is phenomenal. So technology has changed the way we live our life, increased operating flexibility. It has a lot of flexibility in terms of operations to create competitive. Technology has given a competitive edge to a lot of companies, especially in assembly line and some of the computer related areas, or even the movies and all that. You see that they give a different edge. Technology has given a different edge, a different advantage. Minimizing operating cost. Yeah, means a lot of jobs have been eliminated because of the technology, and some of the things have been outsourced to somebody. So you actually reduce your cost of operations. Routine cost of operations can be reduced. And like when you talk about web cameras, I'm not saying some of the cameras or some of the technology part of it have reduced some of the areas where you can be free of manpower. Need to have an operation strategy, but the conclusion still is that you need to have an operation strategy in place, couple it with technology, and then you see that how technology is going to be beneficial for your business. So coupling technology with operational drivers will be imperative for service companies of the future. And I'm sure only companies who are going to be using technology along with operations are going to be successful companies. So the message here is technology is a boon, but one has to be extremely careful that what is the kind of technology you use, when is the technology, when is the right time to use the technology, what is the kind of technology you are going to use, and who is going to use. So when you have all the answers to all these questions, use the technology. And I'm sure people who do not use technology will not be in the screen, or will be out of sight over a period of time. So technology is very, very important. And education, be it education, be it banking, be it couriers, be it telephone, be it airline ticketing, be it hotels booking, everything is getting onto technology. So technology has changed the methods of doing business. Technology has improvised the methods of doing business, and the technology will change the methods of doing business in the days to come. So be with the technology, but be it with the technology with care. Thank you.